Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. That was Sir Harry Secombe. We heard him sing, "This is my song. This is my song." Yesterday, I wanted to say, "This is my story," and that's not it. But he sang, "This is my song" on yesterday's show. He was knighted. He is Sir Harry Secombe. So that's kind of cool. All right. Awesome, awesome. Victoria is in the studio with me. She's just going to hang out and listen, and that's perfectly okay. That's fine. Sue can't be here today. She is working on pneumonia again, I think. So that's definitely not good. But she's taking care of it. She's got the nurse coming in, and she's got someone there with her. So don't make her toe the mark. It'll be okay. And that's sometimes a good thing. Sometimes we need somebody to hold our hand and say, And that's one thing you don't got when you live by yourself. Because, hey, if you don't message somebody or you don't make a post, nobody knows. Nobody knows. You could be lying there with pneumonia. Oh, my gosh, too much coffee today. But, yeah, you could be lying there with pneumonia, and only God's going to know if you don't say anything to anybody. So, hey, gives you a clue. If you want people to care about it and you want maybe somebody to be able to help, you got to tell people what's going on, you know? So, like, I got called on the carpet because I talked to a friend the other day, and I hadn't told him that I had fallen. I got read the riot act. So people that care about you want to know. We got to remember that. People that care want you to tell them when something's going on because they care. Okay? We need to remember that. Sometimes we just think about ourselves and not wanting anybody to know. I know that's my downfall. But they want to know because they care about you. So let's remember that, or at least try. It's a tough one for me. It's a tough one for me. But I promised I would try. And I am going to try, okay? I am going to try. Oh. That's about all I can do, is just promise that I am going to try. It's hard for me. It's hard for me. So I first want to start out, and this is great. I know you guys are going to like this. This is JD and the Stamps. And they're doing a little bit called Let Us Break Bread Together.
Let us break bread together down on our knees. Let us praise God together down on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, O God, have mercy on me.
Thank you.
and there was J.D.'s rumble in there. And to hear him talk and say that prayer, that was awesome. We don't hear J.D. talk very often, but that was awesome. His speaking voice is as low as his singing voice. But isn't it comforting and soothing to listen to him sing? I think it is. I find it very soothing. That song, if that had kept on and on, that's a song that with them singing it like that, you could sleep all night. That'd be great, wouldn't it? What's that like? It's been so long since I slept all night. I have no remembrance of what it's like. But that's okay. I get a lot of stuff done. Yeah, I was up. I started working on putting the show together at 11 o'clock last night. And then I decided, you know, I had some songs I wanted to record. I finished at 4 o'clock when my voice was pretty much in shreds. But I sure had a good time doing it. That's all right. That's one good way to have a good time by yourself. But it's always better when you have people with you. Now, I'm kind of giving up on that idea living out here, you know what I mean? But that's okay. I knew what I was doing. All right, I'm going to play Elvis singing Amazing Grace just because it feels like we need it. And we have a couple of friends that are doing rather poorly, about four of them that I can think of. And guys, this is for you.
I have already
Yeah, that was for Cookie, Sue, Lynn, and Rita. I know the four of you are dealing with different health issues, but you're all not feeling too good right now. So that was to remind you, if you needed any reminder, God's right there, honey. And His amazing grace is going to hold you in His arms, and you're all going to get well. And you'll be up, well, maybe not jumping around. Let's leave that part out. You'll be up and functioning again and feeling well. And if we say it as an accomplished fact, God will have it accomplished. So there you go, ladies. Before you know it, you're going to feel like $1 million in gold. So there you are. Now I have something here that we don't get very often. This is a song that Gwen did, a cappella, no less. And I told her we'd play it for her today. It is a duplication of another song that John sent me, but we don't care because they're going to be separated by a couple hours and it's going to be fine. So here is Gwen doing Here I Am, Lord, a cappella.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people's cry, all who dwell in darkened sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars at night, I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
She's getting pretty much better. I like that. That was good. Hey, I've got a caller. Area code 407. How are you doing, honey?
Hi, Jenny. Hi, everybody.
It's Cookie calling.
Well, hi, Cookie.
Surprise. Hi. I just can't stay too long because I get short of breath real quick.
I went from double pneumonia,
fighting COVID. Now I'm bronchitis down.
Well, hey, bronchitis is better than pneumonia.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
The doctor is at... At least the doctor came to the house yesterday and he gave me an antibiotic shot and a steroid to break up the cough. I felt good yesterday after that shot. It helped.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to get better, honey. You heard that. And that song
Thank
was
you.
For you, as well as the other.
Oh, that's beautiful. One of my favorite songs.
Good.
It's beautiful. I love that song. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's a song thanking God for his amazing grace, because it's by grace that we are saved. And, you know,
exactly.
It's by grace we're healed. If you don't believe, it ain't going to happen. But I know you do believe, sweetheart. So you're going to get well.
He helped me.
You're going to get well.
All your prayers helped me, too. Had a lot of people praying for me. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Good.
Was the worst experience.
Well, you know what? When you get people praying with you, you can stop thinking about not making it.
That's true.
You found
right.
that out. Yes, you found that out. You found that out. And people are still praying for you, honey. You got to know that.
Yes.
So you're going to be all fine. You're going to be all fine. It's going to be wonderful. Not a problem. But I'm glad you called in to say hello and we could hear your sweet little voice and know that you really are kicking around. There's not a double out there somewhere.
That's cute.
And I'm glad you're finally home. You are home, right?
Yeah, I came home.
Oh, good. Good.
Right, Thursday, Friday.
You are home.
It's good to be home and in your own environment, you know.
It's a lot easier to get well in your own home, believe it or not. It really is, because you can relax. You're home.
Yes, you don't get no relaxation in a hospital or a nursing home.
None.
They bug you for everything.
Uh-huh. And at least when they have orders to wake you up every hour at night, you don't get any sleep either. You feel like kicking them in the tail, locking the door. You can't do that.
I was in the hospital. I used to wake up at 3 o'clock. They would give you my medicine by 5. I'd sit on the chair and sleep the rest of the morning out till breakfast came. And I'd take all this medicine. Oh, I'm tired of swallowing medicine.
Well,
so
you're home
me a
now.
A three-course pill in the nursing home for potassium. I said to Tiffany, I said, I can't eat that. I can't take that. My throat is tired of taking pills. So she had to cut it up in half, soak it in a little water, and then mix it with applesauce.
Well, what was wrong with eating bananas and tomatoes? They're potassium.
Yeah, right.
Any doctor that's stuck on pills.
I hate taking pills. Oh, God.
Well, now that you're home, you're going to get well.
And then they put an ice for the heart.
And
then they put me on Eliquis for the blood clock. I want to see different pills for the blood clock and Eliquis and for the heart, Isosorbide. And I was supposed to go back for the card catheterization. And I don't know when I'm going to go back after I feel better with the bronchitis and I'm completely healed.
Yeah, well, honey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to worry yourself to being sick. You got to stop worrying
about
it. You got to stop thinking about what I got to do in the future, what I've got to test for, when are they going to do. Stop thinking about that. It'll take care of itself. They'll let you know. You don't have to worry about it. Your job is to get well, not to think about their test schedule or their test chart or what they're going to do. Your job is to get well. Then when you're well, you can argue with them if you want to. So, you know, you got to get well. What good is taking a test if you can't ask questions and find out exactly what's going on? And when you don't feel good, when you're sick, you can't ask those questions because you can't think. So
that's true.
Your job right now, sweetheart, is to just get well, okay? Just get well. Don't worry about all that other stuff. That other stuff's going to happen in the future. Hey, maybe we won't be around by the time it's time for your tests. We don't need to worry about the future. Just take it easy. Eat tomatoes and bananas. Get that stupid potassium pill. That'll kill you. Or cut it up in, crunch it up in powder. There you go. Crunch it up in powder if you got to take it. But, yeah, I would be for the tomatoes and potassium, but that's for me. You know, for you, it can be different.
Right.
So if you got to take that big old horse pill, crunch it up into powder. And then you can mix it in a little bit of milk or something like that and take it. Then your doctor will be happy and feel comfortable. Because milk has potassium in it too, darling. Milk has potassium in it too, so you're doing yourself a favor two ways.
Right.
So, If you can't take that big old horse pill anymore, figure out a way to do it. It doesn't hurt potassium to crunch it up. Some medications you cannot crunch into a powder because they will be absorbed too quickly and kill you. But potassium, it doesn't hurt you to crunch it into a powder so that you can take it without having to worry about it. So give it a shot. See what happens.
Okay.
We just want you to get well. Stop worrying.
All right.
Just stop. You're a worrywart. You know that, Cookie. You're a worrywart. You just need to stop worrying for a while. Relax. Get out your Bible. Get out a good book. Watch a good movie. Just chill for a few days. You'll get better.
I will.
You'll get better.
Okay. Thanks, Penny. Yes.
You're welcome, sweetie. You
Thank
go take
you.
Care of yourself.
Alrighty, I will. You all have a great night. Talk
you
to
too.
You soon. I will.
There
okay.
you go. That'll work. Okay, darling, we
Take
will
care.
Talk to you soon.
God bless. Love you all. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was kind of cool to have Cookie call in. I'm glad she was well enough to do that. That was very, very nice. Very nice. Okay, I've got some scripture I want to read that kind of ties in with that song we just heard from Gwen, Here I Am, Lord, especially since we're going to hear it again from Eric Tom later in the show. And this is Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to start with verse 1 and go to verse 4. Then I'm going to skip down to verse 6, okay? And then it'll just be verse 6 at that point. Well, no, it'll be 6, 7, and 8. Anyway, I had to look. My memory is not a steel trap anymore, kids. All right. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. Now, you know, twain means two. So this dude had six. So we're finding out what he does with all six of those wings. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now I'm going to go down to verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Talk about volunteering. Don't they teach you that in the Army, John? Never volunteer for nothing? Well, Isaiah just kind of jumped right out and committed himself, volunteered for he didn't quite know what. But God needed him. So that's what he did. I think it's different volunteering for the Lord than volunteering in the army, though. I really do. Oh, I hope so. Okay. We're not going to hear that other one right now, but we're going to hear Guy Penrod. He used to be with the Gaithers, if you remember. And they lost a couple of people and couldn't be the Gaithers anymore. So now they've just been incorporated into the Gaither local band, which is their whole congregation. I don't know how many thousands, but I'm sure it's at least a couple thousand. It's awesome. But Guy still sings up front with the rest of the up front people or by himself. He's a little lonesome. He's not shy. So here, John sent me this morning. Here is Guy Penrod off of his album. And this song is called Yes, I Know.
Gives you grace. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner
Don't you like that? That was nice. That was real nice. Hey guys, you know what? I think we need to take a couple of minutes here since we have so many people that we know and we talk to a lot. And I think we need them to say a prayer for them. And if we all do this together, it's going to be a lot more powerful than one of us doing it alone. And yeah, I'd like to be able to ask John to do it, but he's kind of remote. And that's okay. I got the microphone. Ha ha. Anyway, so why don't we do that right now and pray for their healing? They need a lot of prayers. And I think if we do this collectively, they're going to get a powerful shot. Okay? So let's do that right now, okay, please? Let's all just bow our heads, close our eyes. Don't be busy. Don't be typing. Don't be thinking about nothing else. Let's pray for Cookie and Sue and Lynn and Rita, okay? I think that's what we need to do right now. That's what I'm being told, at any rate, is that we need to do. And I have learned to listen to that voice, so that way they don't cart me away. Anyway, yes, let's, right now, okay? Dear Father, we are gathered here today for a gospel show. We might throw a few love songs in, but isn't that really what gospel's all about? Is our praise and love for you and the promises that you fulfill for us, the promise of Jesus' birth and death? That's love. That's love. And that's how you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. Lord, we want to pray the power of that blood onto Cookie and Sue and Lynn and Rita. They're all dealing with various health problems, and none of them are very good. You know what's wrong with Sue, and it keeps getting well and coming back and getting better and coming back. And please, please, we pray that you would just touch her with your healing finger. Breathe on her. That's all it takes. Think about it. That's all it takes. One thought. And she will heal and be well. And for Cookie, it's been such a long road for poor old Cookie. This pneumonia thing just keeps hanging on and hanging on and hanging on. And we think she's well, and then she gets sick with something else. You know, she had the pneumonia, she had the COVID, she just heart problems, and all this stuff is going on with this poor woman. And we know that you could heal it in less than a second. You could heal her in a heartbeat. And the power of our prayer asks that you do so. We're doing this together, Lord. And power of prayer is more when numbers agree. And you can hear each one of our thoughts. You can hear my words. You can hear my heart. You can hear all of the hearts that are gathered in this prayer for these poor women that are sick. And they're dealing with it for so long, Lord. And Lynn and Rita, they have COVID. And it seems to sound like it's not doing too good for them. Hopefully they'll be getting better soon, but they've had it pretty rough so far, Lord. If you could touch them, just a touch and a whisper, that's all it takes, not even that much. We expect a lot of show. We don't need it. You don't need it. We just pray for their healing, Lord, and we know you can do it instantaneously, perfectly, and completely. We pray for this for these ladies, Lord. We pray this healing for them so that they can feel like themselves again and be happy in their lives and go on telling people about it. That'd be wonderful. Thank you, dear Father. We pray for this. We accept it as being accomplished, and so it is. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Do you guys feel? I got chills. I swear, I've got chills. It's going to work. They are going to get better. They'll be better shortly, in an hour, in a day, however long that it takes them to believe it's happening. It'll be, it can happen in the next 5 minutes. You know what, guys? It's done. These ladies are healed. I can feel it. I've got chills up and down my spine and across the back of my scalp like you would not believe. That always tells me God's working. Been that way for years. And I love it. I can have no doubt. I can have no doubt. And I don't. So guys, thank you for joining me in that, because you added the power. You did. You added the power. And I'm going to play an Elvis song that I have on the list. John didn't pick it, but I have it on the list. It's called Working on the Building.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain, burning for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, heaven in my reward. I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, 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 my reward. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the same thing for my Lord. I never get tired from working on a building for my Lord. I'm going up to heaven, oh, Lord, to get my reward.
An end. Oh, I'm so excited. There was an end on that song. It's beautiful. Love it. I know. Small things mew small minds. What can I tell you? It works. All right. Now, guys, I have a song that John sent me this morning. that if you listen to this, it'll tell you the whole story. And it's very peaceful. I loved it. I've listened to it twice already, knowing that I would be able to listen to it again on the show. It's wonderful. And it is sung by a gentleman named Victor Wood. And it sounds to me like he's got the same accent that Jean-Claude Van Damme has. So I am wondering if this guy is not from Belgium, but I don't know. I'm not going to say he is because I have no clue. I just know he has that accent. That's all I know. So don't quote me on nothing. Because I could be wrong. It happened before a lot. Okay, this, listen to this. Listen to this. Because we all need to remember what it is, what it was, and what it will always continue to be. This is Victor Wood singing In the Beginning. Be in perfection again as it was in the beginning. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, big breath, reoxygenate. I find myself holding my breath on some of these songs, you know. I don't know why, but it happens. So I guess that's enough. It happens. Okay. Here's another one that John sent me this morning, that these songs, they just, you know what? There's a message in these songs. You've got to be listening, because there's a reason God inspired these songwriters to write these songs and inspired these singers to record them. We're supposed to get these messages, guys. We're not supposed to just let them slide by and pretend they didn't happen. No, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to hear these songs and say, now that is a message from God. Whether it's about Dolly Parton singing about her mountains and her hills and the rivers God made and the family that he gave her, or whether it's Victor Wood singing about the beginning when God made everything. And how beautiful it was, and how perfect it was, and then man screwed it up. You know, I think, now follow me on this, because I think if you think about it, you might agree with me. When God made Adam and Eve, he knew it was going to be hunky-dory, fine and dandy, roses and sunshine for a while. And it would probably like that for thousands of years. We really have no idea, but he knew that man, being the creature he created, having the curiosity that he gave him, having the ability to think that he gave him, I think he knew what was going to happen. I'm not saying he liked it, but free will entered into that. And Eve, being a stupid woman, listened to a stupid snake. I don't know if it was actually a snake. I don't think any of us really knows if it was actually a snake. That's what was assigned to it. It was a devil. But when you listen to the wrong people, you get in trouble. She listened to the wrong being, and she got the whole human race in trouble for a long, long stretch of time. And it's going to take Christ's second coming to get us out of it. He gave us a way to get out of it by dying on the cross, by being willing to be born a human. Well, half human. Ooh, a titan. Anyway. No, I don't know where that came from. Never mind. But he was willing to do all that, and he knew how his life was going to end. But he was willing to do that so that we would have a chance to get out of this mess that started with Eve listening to the devil. Now, a question you need to ask yourself every day, who are you listening to today? Who did you listen to yesterday? Who are you going to listen to tomorrow? Oh, it depends on the situation that comes up. No, 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 no. Wrong-o. It can't depend on the situation. It has to depend on your decision of who you're going to follow, who you're going to listen to. Where do you want to spend your eternal life? That's where the decision rests. Not on how difficult a situation is, not on what you'd rather have happen. Not on, well, this little lie will make it a little easier. No. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Ask yourself, with everything that comes up, what would Jesus want me to do? Now, we can't be perfect like Jesus, okay? And even Jesus had his human side, and he was not perfect all the time. I know, blasphemy. No, it's not. It's the truth, okay? Anger got hold of him sometimes. He always fixed it. But it got hold of him sometimes. Think of that temple he wrecked because of the money changers. He was angry. He didn't do it out of righteousness. He was mad, okay? Now, that brings up a question which I don't have the answer for. Is righteous anger okay where fleshly anger is not? Human emotion anger is not? But if you're angry righteously, you're okay? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're not supposed to get angry like that. I don't care what the cause is, or whether you are righteously indignant or whatever. You know, is there such a thing? Think about it. Think about it. How often have you really been angry and then a few minutes later thought about it and said, why did I do that? And had to go and apologize. I think we've all been there. We've all been there. And it kind of sucks, but, you know, that's how it works. I got to check and make sure I'm still hooked up. I think I'm hooked up. This computer doesn't delete me very often, but the last couple of days, internet has been a mess. Okay, I'm good. Okay. I think that's enough preaching for this stretch. Wait until the next half hour. Here's another song that John sent me this morning, and we got some really good songs this morning. And you know, guys, this is a good time for me to mention it. We're not going to do a whole lot of Valentine's Day songs and everything because there wasn't any participation except from one person other than me. And, we did get a Valentine's song for the love of Jesus from John. He did give me that, and that was very, very special. Very special. And Anne sent me a Valentine's song, and I have some, but I'm only going to play maybe one. We don't, if you guys don't want to participate in it, don't go along with me. Just say, no, that's not a good idea. I'm okay with that. I'm not always right, and just because I say I want to do something doesn't mean that's what should be done. Okay? Understand that. I don't get mad if it should be done a better way, okay? And it just turned out that combining Valentine's Day with a gospel show just wasn't the best idea. Nobody said anything, but I kind of got the message anyway, okay? So that was okay, and I'm okay. I got no problem with that, you guys. So participate, even if that means, I don't think this is a good idea, so I'm not going to do this. Tell me. Just tell me. I can send out an extra note like I did today. We're good. Everything's good. And we're going to do a gospel show, just like a regular gospel show. At the very end, I might transition into Valentine's for a few songs. But that's it. We're not going to combine a whole show. Okay? Wanted to let you know what was going on in case you're wondering why you haven't heard any Valentine songs. That's why. All right, here's another song that John sent me this morning, and it's by the Heritage Singers. And it's called Will You Love Jesus More? Now listen to this.
I've been called to do. It's someone else. his memory. Will you remember his face? Will you look back and realize you sensed his love more than you did before? I pray for nothing less than for you. Gold, silver, and reminisce a year from now about the smiles we shared. But above all else, I hope you will come to know the Father God. When you see the Lord say,
for letting me know that you were going to participate but thought I would have had enough. Never assume, honey. Never assume. I can always tell you, if I had too many, I could always tell you I'll play it next show. But if I need it, I'll play it. Never assume I got too much, because any songs not played can go to the next show. Not a problem. John knows about that one. I've done that to him a lot. But not recently. That's a good thing, not recently. All right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I got a lot of songs to go. And oh, stop it, Jenny. Okay. I want to do this one. And since I'm pushing the buttons and it's my show, I can do this if I can find it. There it is. Elvis, and he's going to sing Seeing is Believing.
One, two. Every time I my seeing is believing. I don't need to question why when I see the mighty ocean as it rushes to the shore. If I ever had cause to doubt him, I don't doubt him anymore. Oh, seeing is believing, and I see him everywhere, in the mountain or in the valley. If I know my God is there, every time I look above me, stars that fill the sky. How could there be any question? Only God can reach that high. Only God can reach a high. Only God can reach a high.
Ooh, another ending. Hey, we're batting 1,000 today. That's good. I like that. Oh, yeah. My day's going good. I'm getting endings on songs. Hey. There are better things, but not a whole lot of them. But, you know. Okay. Here's another one that John sent me this morning. And I thought I recognized this name, but I couldn't think from where. If I did, maybe it's just one of those names. You know? This is Billy Fields doing There I Was.
They were gathering at Mount Calvary. I had never seen such rage. As the object of their hatred on the cross was being raised. I'd never heard such viciousness as when they all cried crucify. And as I gazed across that angry mob, I could scarce believe my eyes.
There I was.
I was standing in that crowd. The
voice he heard.
It was mine without a doubt. When the hammer hit the nails, it was wrapped tight in my hand. There I was. In the crowd that crucified the Lamb. When I saw the love deep in his face, my heart completely broke in two. I had never cried such bitter tears. His eyes said, this is all.
years pass by and so have I. And now I stand on streets of gold. As I view the multitude, it's true, the half had never yet been told.
There I was.
I was standing in that crowd. The
voice he heard.
Mine without a doubt. And when we threw the crowns, we all fell down, crying, worthy is the Lamb. There I was, in the crowd, that crowned the great I am. There I was, in the crowd, that crowned the great I am.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah, I'll give that to him. You can listen to him. Not a problem. All right, here's the other song I told you by Eric Tom. With music, not a cappella. Here I am, Lord. John sent it.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I
I will hold.
I love that song. Do you realize how much easier our lives would be if we would learn to say, here I am, Lord, sure, I'll go do it for you, instead of trying to argue? Oh, I don't want to. Please don't make me do that. Leave me alone. And then it's, to coin a phrase, nag, 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 until you give in. Just give in at the beginning, guys. It saves you a whole lot of agony. Take my word for it. It'll save you a whole lot of problems. So, anyway, do y'all remember the story in the Bible about Lazarus? Hello? Hello? Does anybody remember the story about Lazarus? Yes. Thank you, John. Anne? Okay, yes. For those of you that maybe don't, this song will outline it for you. But basically what happened is Jesus had a friend named Lazarus, and he had two sisters, and Martha and Mary, and Lazarus got sick. And his sister sent a message to, sent a message to Jesus saying, come quick, come quick, our brother Lazarus is sick, and if you don't get here, he's going to die. Come fast. Well, Jesus didn't come, and Lazarus died. So they went ahead and put him in the tomb, and it was a rock-hewn tomb. That was the norm in those days. And they rolled the stone in front of it. They had him wrapped up and everything. And then 4 days after he died, or 4 days after he was buried, Jesus came. And they said, Lord, you're too late. Lazarus is dead. He's been gone for 4 days. And Jesus looked at him, and I can imagine him smiling this silly little smile, saying, no, he's not. He's only sleeping. And they said, what? You're crazy. And Jesus went up to the tomb and had some men roll the stone away. And he hollered, come forth, Lazarus. And before you know it, everybody's in amazement saying, he lives. He lives, because here out of this tomb walks Lazarus. Jesus had risen him from the dead. And that was the whole point of not getting there in time, to strengthen the faith of the people that were there and didn't realize that their faith was weak. But boy, I bet after they saw Lazarus walking out of that tomb, nobody could talk him out of their faith. What do you think? I think so. Anyway, here is the song by William McCrae Scott, and it's called 4 Days Late.
Then years came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, but he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, then she cried, Lord, if you'd been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way. It's not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. You may be fighting a battle of fear. You cry to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Friends, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Oh, isn't it great? When he's 4 days late, he's still on time.
I keep trying to remember that. God's always on time. He's not on my time, but he's on time. I got to remember that. It's hard, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm almost ready to start the few little Valentine songs I've got. So, but here is another gospel song that John sent me by Graham Kendrick. And it's called Make Way.
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
Wide the gates and welcome into
Okay. I still have one gospel song, but I don't want to miss out on some of these special things that I've got running here. So what I'm going to try first is the last, well, maybe not the last song of what John sent me that I'm going to play, but it's, this is, come on, there we are. This one is a Valentine's song, but it's not your normal Valentine's song. This is from John. It says, "My Valentine for the love of Jesus." And that's what the song is called. Something that he thought he couldn't ask for. But, surprise, Clive. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart. And this is dedicated to Carolyn from her loving husband, Clyde. Alison Krauss, "When You Say Nothing at All."
With You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it's best when you say nothing at all.
Choice, Clyde. Good choice. Yeah. That lets Carolyn know that you say I love you. And that's exactly what that song does. That's beautiful. Okay. I'm going to play one from me. And it's can only be played at Valentine's Day because it's called Funny Valentine. Okay? Oh, hang on. Hang on. Hello, darling.
Hey. It's me. I'm sick again.
Yeah, I know it is.
You didn't have to do that. I knew that I heard.
I did. I had to do that. As soon as Clyde told me that he was going to call and have me ask for it, but he thought I had enough, then he didn't want to crowd my show. Right then, I knew I had to play it. Of course I had to play it. It's okay. I wanted to.
I know he's listening. Sweetheart, I love you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome, darling. You go lay down and you get well now, girl.
Yeah. Thanks for church service this morning. I needed that.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. I wish I had known how sick you were, because I would have included your name in there, but
that's
God
okay.
Knows.
That's okay.
No, God knows. God knows.
Yeah.
You were there. You were there.
Okay. There's people out there that are a lot worse than I am.
But I don't know them. I can pray for them, but it's a different kind of prayer. You pray differently for people you don't know. You don't mean to, but you do. Oh, honey, you need to not be talking to me. You need to be laying down.
Let me, one more thing. Let me just say thank you so much for today's service. I mean, it,
oh, you're welcome.
And don't give in to my husband every time he sends a message.
darling, I have a weakness. I have a weakness. You guys have I've never really had, and I'm just praying for. And I'm sorry, but I probably will say yes to him every time he asks for a song for you.
he knows what time your show starts, listens to him. And if you say you need something in by a certain day, he knows that. He just chooses not to remember. And he knows I'm correct.
Honey, he's a man. It's okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's my man and nobody else's.
Yeah. See, we're supposed to take care of our men.
And I love him dearly.
We're supposed to take care of our men that way. We're supposed to keep their date book. They're not supposed to have to do that. So, you know, it's okay if he forgets. It's okay. If I already have the song he wants to hear in the studio, I can go ahead and play it for him. If I had deleted that, I wouldn't have been able to. But he lucked out. It's okay.
Yes, when we hear her sing that song, we look at each other and says, we tell each other that's our song.
That's cool. Yeah. That's what you need. That's what you need. Every couple
I
is
can look at him and, I can look at him and know that he loves me.
Well,
and
of course.
He knows I love him.
The eyes.
Okay.
The eyes.
I'm always,
it's always the eyes. Yeah.
Okay,
so honey.
Always shows me.
Sweetie, you need to go
lay
down.
He loves me before he goes to work.
Yep. And he probably tells you that when you're sleeping as well. You just don't hear it. So, yes. It's obvious. It's very obvious, and it's wonderful. So, but hey, honey, you need to quit talking and go lay down, please. Because the more you talk, the more you're going to cough and feel horrible. And I don't want that to happen.
I'm sitting up, so I'll stay awake so I can hear you, but I got my oxygen on, so.
Okay.
I'll go lay down as soon as the show's over with.
Okay. Well, I got some more music to have to play, sweetie, so, and I've only got 15 minutes to do it in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
that's
I'll let
right.
you go.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Don't be sorry.
Right,
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called to say that. And happy Valentine's Day from Clyde, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. All right,
take
bye-bye.
It. Get well. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, kids, like I said, I've got this Valentine's song. I can only play it Valentine's Day. Why? I don't know, just because that's normal. I'll play it in July. What the hey? There we go. But I'm going to play it today. It's when I recorded Funny Valentine.
Valentine, your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to see? Are you
another one down, and another one gone, and another one bites the dust. I love singing that song. It was so much fun to sing. It was great. So I hope you guys liked it. If you didn't, I played it anyway, so there you go. And you are welcome, Clyde. You are welcome. And thank you, everybody, for your comments. I do appreciate it. I try. Sometimes I fall. Well, if I fall short, you won't never hear it. So there you go with that one. Okay, I have Anne's Valentine's Song by Jim Brickman.
My love until the end of time.
But forever was just a word.
Just a word.
And not only word of vow, but now you're always there for me. When you say forever, I'll believe.
Baby, you're my destiny. You and I. Meant to be with all my heart.
here's one from Elvis. Anne said that was for her first love. From the age of 2.
Good one. I like that. That's long lasting. Here is Elvis doing I Need You So.
Oh, yeah. If you think I don't need you, take a look at my eyes. Maybe these ain't raindrops falling out of the sky. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, then baby you're wrong. If you think I don't love you, what could I do to prove to you, baby, my love is true? I sing the same old song since you've been gone. If you think I don't love you, then baby you're wrong. My life has been the same since you left me. I ain't had a wink of sleep in 7 days. I don't know what to do, I'm going crazy. I just walk the floor at night and call your name. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do what you want me to, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well, baby, you're wrong. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do like you want me, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well, baby, you're wrong. Oh, baby, you're wrong. Oh, baby, you're wrong.
Don't you just love it? Oh, yeah, you betcha. Hey, guys, I got 6 minutes left. So, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for joining me today. I didn't know if anybody would be here or not after yesterday's internet fiasco. But evidently, I don't know if it fixed itself or if they did something remotely or what happened. But it's working. It hasn't had a problem since yesterday. So I think we're good. And we did the show again today. So we did great. But thank you all for being here with me. And it didn't matter that we didn't have an hour of Valentine's songs because it turned out to be a really, really great gospel show. It really did. And I've had a couple of messages saying that that prayer that we all did is already helping. So thank you. Thank you for joining in on that, because it's always better that way. And I want to say, I think Shauna's having a book club tomorrow night, but I'm not real sure. So watch for the notification. If she is, you'll get the notification. And my next show is Thursday. And I think we're going to do a bang-up show. It's going to be so good. So, hey. I'll see y'all there, okay? Don't forget, because you miss a really, really great time if you forget to come in and show up. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So, okay, I'm finding something I want for us to... Man, this gospel section goes on forever. But that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. I never delete them. Well, very few, but because I know I'll use them again. And that's good. That's what gospel's all about, is playing your favorites. So, guys, thank you for joining me. Thank you so much. And, hey, sickies, get well, okay? Just power of God, get well. All right. And
Yes. Okay, I got a message that Shauna is at her mother-in-law's, but I don't know if they're going to be more than just today or what. But we'll find out. We will find out. It's not a secret. So here we go. Home is where the heart is. Only it ain't Elvis.
Heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you're with me is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone that won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. And my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are is home, home is home.
Song that came out years ago. It's not mine, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
Go.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg cling to someone now and